There is a Gemara on Mem Gimla Medalev, where the Gemara singles up Pas V'Yayin. I have a special din that I can only be mitzi all the other people. If we're all eating Yayin, all drinking Yayin, if we're all eating Pas, I can only mitzi the other people if everybody is Beheseba. Taisa said, Manazen, nobody eats Beheseba, so you say Yeshiva Didan, Keseba the two. You have to have Bikvias together. What is that all about? So we explain that it's based on, that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, like the Mishnah talks about Pas. The Gemara talks Yayin is the same as Pas. Kviya Suda is only by Pas and Yayin. What is it all about? So it's based on the idea that appears the Ran on the Rif in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, next to the last page, quotes from the Rishonli, but it's really, it flows out of the Mishnah, that there are three areas of Halach where we don't permit Shemeh Koina. By Kiddush we say Shemeh Koina. One person says Kiddush, and everybody's Yotze by listening, and Abdullah, everybody's Yotze, and Parsha Zohar, and so on. Mikra Megillah, you say Shemeh Koina. Tekiah Shofar is based on Shemeh Koina. Bal Tekeh blows, and everybody's Yotze is based on Shemeh Koina. The three areas where we don't permit Shemeh Koina, one is by eating food. If you're eating the food yourself, so the proper thing is that you should say the bracha yourself, bracha before and after. Shouldn't rely on someone else to say the bracha. And the second is by tefillah. If you need a shidduch, you need a parnasa, you need a refuah, you need children, you want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of your needs. You need kriyas. You want to have good health. Everything that you ask for. So you should ask for yourself. You shouldn't rely someone. The chazan is going to say the bakosh, and I'm going to say amen. That's not right to be yotze with Shemei Koine. Right. That's what we're going to get to. We say Hamoitzi. We say Hamoitzi. So one person says that everybody's Yotze. How can it be? Yeah. And then the third exception to the rule is with respect to Kriya Shema, that you have Kabbalah Samach Shamaim. So that's not right to rely on someone else. You should really say yourself. Yeah, but you have, by Birchas Hamazon, the problem is, by Hamoitzi, one person says Hamoitzi and everybody's Yotze. So the Mishnah says, that's only if you have Haseba. So why does it help if you have Haseba? If the Yerushalmi says that you shouldn't allow Shemeh Koine. So the answer is, when one person says Hamoitzi, it's not that the others are Yotze with Shemeh Koine. The others are Yotze, it's a different word. The Chachamim were misaken that if a Chabura eats together, you can't call it a Tzibur. A Tzibur would require, thank you very much, a Tzibur, to call it a Tzibur, you would need 10 people. Here you don't have 10 people, you have 2 people. I say Hamoitzi, and there's one other person eating with me, even if he's eating his own sandwich. He's not eating from the same challah that I'm eating from. I could be moitzi him with the bracha. Why is that? So the answer is, when you have a chabura eating together, a group eating together, so the chachamim are only misaken that the chabura has to offer one hamoitzi. It's not that the other one is yotze with shemeh koina. He's yotze because he's part of that chabura. And the same thing when you bench mezumen, medina de gemara, benching mezumen, only one person says the birchas hamazon from the beginning to the end, and the others listen. And they say amen when they hear the bracha. They say amen. The Shulchan Aruch recommends, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shonim, recommend that today people find it hard to pay attention to someone else talking. Everybody likes to talk, they don't like to listen. There's supposed to be a medrash that says, the Bali Musa quote a medrash, I don't know if they made it up, but it really says that the Ribbono Shel Olam created us with 2 ears and 1 mouth. We should listen twice as much as we should talk. And people usually talk more than they listen. People don't want to pay attention to someone else. So the Shulchan Aruch is afraid that if you're going to do the practice that they have as Mana Gemara, then only one person says, when you bench Mezuman, only one person says the benching, and everybody's got to pay attention and say, I may be Yotze with the brachas. So we're afraid that he may not pay such good attention. His mind may wander, and then he won't be Yotze. So that's why they recommend everybody should say along. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but we shouldn't be mevatel the Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin is, Medina de Gemara, when you bench Mezuman, the Mezamin says the whole benching out loud, and everybody should say Amen. You should say along softly. You should say along softly with the Mezamin. But the Ikar HaDin is that the Mezamin says the Birchas HaMozn out loud. So you are, we might see the other people with Shemeh Koine. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. No, there it's also not a vart that the others are Yotze with Shemeh Koine. Kach nemer halochet, this is already a din deraisa. By Hamoitze, we said, it's a din derabanan. So kach tikno chachamim, that if a person is drinking wine by himself or he's eating bread by himself, so he has to say birchas hanenet, like any other food. But if you're eating bread or drinking wine, b'chabura, the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one bracha. It's only called achila b'chabura if you have haseba, and yeshiva did danke, haseba did too. That's the whole story. But by benching, also you say like that. Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, he thinks that the zimun is a din deraisa. The Gemara learns out in the beginning of Perek Shlosh Shoch, the Gemara learns out from Psukim that there's an institution of benching mizuman. That one person benches, the others are yetzer. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes achrayim, whether these Psukim that we learn it out from are only an asmachta, or it's a real drashi Gemara deraisa, it's a real din deraisa that you bench mizuman. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, the way he's explaining, he says that you don't allow Shemei HaKohen by benching, that's the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah says like, you don't allow Shemei HaKohen by benching, but if they're benching, you can't say B'tzibur. B'tzibur would require 10 people to be called B'tzibur. So he coined a new expression, if you're benching B'chabura. If you're benching B'chabura, then Kach Nemar Halacha, that the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Birchas HaMazon. So now you're talking about a din deraisa. Kach nemar halacha, that's the din deraisa. So you thought, yeah, that it's a din deraisa. The Gemara learned it out from Psukim. He thought that it's a din deraisa. He answered. So you have to have some deraisa to latch on the derabbanan to. Okay, good. Okay.
If that's true, what right would you have to bench on your own? You shouldn't be allowed to, even if you wanted to.
I mean, why does the Mechaber recommend that everyone should bench along and shouldn't be a bracha levatala? That's a very good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, that's the practice. That is the practice. So the Gemara says that this is only by pasviyayin. These dinim are only by pasviyayin. By other foods, it doesn't apply. What doesn't apply? So the Gemara has two lashonis. Amem Gimel Amenal. One version, and some achlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which lashon to paskan like, and in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the two opinions, Yeshamim, Yeshamim. The one opinion is that by all other foods, let's say you have a group of people that are having an ice cream party. So can one person say Shahakal and be moitzi everybody else? So one opinion is that it doesn't even help if Hesebu, even Hesebu doesn't help. This did only, the only time you call it an achila b'chabura together, achila b'kviyas, is pasan yayin. Other achilas are called achilas aroi. Steaks, it's all called achilas aroi. Potato chips, whatever, french fries, everything is achilas aroi. The only thing that's called achilas keba is pasan yayin. The other things, it can never be made to the other people. And the other version of the Gemara is fakirat mamish ben akotza lakotza, that by all other foods other than pasan yayin, I can be made to the other people with the bracha, even if there's no kviyas together. That you do permit shemei koinah. That you don't need that it should be a bracha v'chabur. The regular din of shemei koinah applies also. Okay, so there's a two lashonis in the Gemara. Very strange. Tava machlekes min akotza lakotza. But that's what it seems to be in the Gemara. Yeshua points out, it's very strange. Fine. So by pasva yayin, that's the din, that you need haseba and yeshiva didanke haseba didu. So Tosis points out, Amem Gimel Amad after Ramo quotes this Tosis in Shulchan Aruch, the last 10 lines in Tosis, that when we recite Havdalah, Havol Tzarechim Ktsas, Me Havdalah, She'onim Havdilim Ve'omdim, we recite Havdalah in a standing position, Echa Anapochim Zeh Zeh, Me Yayin Me Havdalah, Yaya needs Heseba, or at least Yeshiva Didank Heseba the two, and everybody's standing. What's going on? So Tosis works on that. And then the last five lines say, Lekach Noa V'Toiv, the proper practice should be that everybody should sit when you say Havdalah. And the Ramah quotes this, that you should sit when you say Havdalah. The Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch always gives you Mar Mekam. So the Bir Agron gives you the Tzir, he's Mitzayan. The Ber Agoyla was the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. So he gives you marmakimus on the whole simon. And then the Bir Agro gives you marmakimus on every line, every phrase in the Shulchan Aruch. Bir Agro, you have to read it together with the Bir Agro. That was intended to be written as a hoisophis on the Bir Agro on his great-grandfather's work. So the Bir Agro, he tells you when the Ramah says everybody should sit for Havdalah, Bir Agro gives you the marmakim to this Tosfos. The Svarim quote that the practice of Rav Chaim Balojana was, he said the name of the Vilna Gaon, that he said Kiddush sitting, and he said Havdalah standing. He said Kiddush sitting because you're supposed to have Kiddush b'mokum Suda. And the Suda is going to be in a sitting position. But Havdalah standing out of respect for the bracha, so he stood. So the fact that the Vilna Gaon is mitzayin the Tosfos Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, and Tosfos says everybody should sit, doesn't necessarily mean that he's saying la halacha like that. The Be'er HaGaon Shulchan Aruch most of the time doesn't give his opinion, and when he gives his opinion, that's from another notebook. He mentioned the Hakdama to the Be'er HaGaon that was written by his children when they printed it. So they explained that they had a few notebooks from the father. So the first couple notebooks just had Marmakomis on the Shulchan Aruch, and the third notebook they're going to call it the Likud. So the Likud didn't go sif by sif in the Shulchan Aruch. Once every 50 simonim, Vilna Gaon wrote a comment and he explains la halacha what he thinks the din is. And in some of the halakim of the Shulchan Aruch and in Chosh Mishpat and Yeriday, every so often they'll write, if it's from that notebook, so they write Likud and Atkan. Beginning they write Likud and the end they write Atkan. You should know that this is not from the original set of the Be'er HaGaon's notes. This is from the notebook where he's writing Zohar Marmakam. So just because the Vilna Gaon write something on Shulchan Aruch doesn't necessarily mean that he agrees to that. The Chazon Ish assumes not so. The Chazon Ish assumes the Vilna Gaon would not mislead us. And if he writes in the Be'er HaGaon Marah Mokam for the din in Shulchan Aruch, we should assume that he's pasking like that. But I think it's that's not correct. I think with all due respect to the Chazon Ish, I don't think that's correct. You see it by Havdalah that it's not so. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin has said the Vilna Gaon stood for Havdalah. And the Be'er HaGaon, he's mitzayin the Taisus here. He doesn't say that he disagrees with the Ramah. He doesn't always write. In the Be'er HaGaon, he doesn't give his own opinions. And in the Likud, he didn't always write everything that he didn't write all of his opinions there. So what's with this Tosfos? What's the issue with Tosfos? Why should you have to sit for Havdalah? Some yeshivas, they do like it says in the Ramah, they sit for Havdalah. Why should they sit for Havdalah? So we mentioned yesterday, the Sefer Birchas Rosh on Brochus and on Nazir. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He gave Shurim and Volozhin, I think, during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he writes that the practice of the Baalei HaTosfos was that just like by Kiddush, everybody sips some of the wine. Nikra din yoyse Kiddush, even if you don't drink any wine. But it's a nice thing to drink from the Koshal Brocha. So their practice was that from the Koshal Havdalah also everybody drank. So that's what Tosfos is talking about. To be mitzi all the other people with Havdalah, that's not bida dachila. That's not a problem. Why should you need dafka to sit? You can be at the other people. I say, I blow shofar, shema koina. I read Mikra Megillah, you say shema koina. So why shouldn't you say shema koina on Kiddush and Havdalah? That's not a problem. The issue is, you don't say shema koina on bar priagofen unless you have haseba. So that's what Tosfos is talking about. The practice was that everybody took a sip of the wine by Havdalah, so for that don't you have to have Haseba. So Tosfos mutches first in the beginning, then they say, more correct is, that everybody should sit, so you're going to have Haseba. So the whole Chabur is offering one bar priagof. Yeah, but our practice is that only by Kiddush everybody drinks, by Havdalah nobody drinks, so by us it does make sense, Bechlal, that you should insist that everybody should sit. The Chazon Ish has a Hasoga on Tosfos. Itayin is that it doesn't, even if everyone will be sipping the wine, it doesn't make sense that you should insist everyone should sit, because we mentioned yesterday there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak. The Gemara has a Shaila. The Mishnah says, Mishen b'chui b'dover, and emotia sarabi midechoi v'asam. Let's say the best baltakeya in the shul happens to be a woman, or a katan before bar mitzvah. So a woman is not mechuyev in tkiyah shofar. So the Mishnah says a woman cannot be motzi the others with tkiyah shofar. Because she's not mechuyev b'dover. Fine, she wants to blow shofar for herself to be motzi, that's marvelous. We would permit her to. But she can't be motzi men, because she's not mechuyev b'dover, or let's say a katan. The katan, the father's away on business, he's away for Shabbos, so the little child before bar mitzvah is going to say kiddush to be motzi the mother. So that's not acceptable. The mother is mechuyev in kiddush men ha-Torah, even though it's a mitzvah sesesh as ma'agroma. That's the Gemara Daf Chof on the base, that Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Because since Zohar B'Shama B'Dibur Echo Nemru, they both said simultaneously, so it has a din like a hekesh. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, so we assume there's a connection. If you have two dinim that were proclaimed simultaneously, mamish, so that's even stronger than a hekesh. So we say Zohar B'Shama are considered like a hekesh, and Shamar is a loisesi, not to do malach, and a loisesi, even as mangrama, women are mechuyev. So even though Zohar is a mitzvah saseh, to recite Kiddush, Zohar means lahaskir, not to remember the day of Shabbos, but to mention the Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos. So that's the mocker. Zohar is the mocker for the mitzvah of Kiddush. So So we say there's a hekesh between zoch v'shama v'dibrecha nemru. So kol she'eshtem v'shama, yeshtem v'zocha. So since the women are obligated to observe shamar, they're not permitted to do malach on Shabbos, because that's a loises shazman grama. So even though zocher is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, noshim should have been pater, they're not pater, the women are mechuyev. So the women are mechuyev in kiddush min haTorah. The child before that bar mitzvah, even though he's a boy, is only mechuyev midirabbanan. He's a katan. So a katan cannot recite kiddush to be mitzi the mother. As much as the mother feels uncomfortable, usually Yiddish women from Europe dreaded the day that they'll have to say their own kiddush in Abdullah. It means that she'll become an almana. Who what? No one ever became a grusha. Hardly anybody ever got divorced. But the woman didn't want to say her own kiddush in Abdullah. Yeah. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Mishani Mukhoi Badabar and Motzi Asarab Medechavasam. A woman or a katan cannot be the Baltekeya and Shul to be Motzi the Tzibur. So the Shad says, what about the Baltekeya who blows shofar and Shul? Then he goes to the hospital later on to blow shofar for the sick people. He goes to the old age home. So he's not Mechuyev B'dover anymore. He was Yotzei in Shul, unless he had in mind Kavanah not to be Yotzei. He had in mind he wanted to be Yotzei. The Tekiyas Al Seder HaBrachas, Tekiyas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So how come we assume he can blow shofar later for the people in the old age home or in the hospital? He's no longer Mechuyev B'dover. So the Gemara says it's not true. As long as there's still a Jew who didn't hear Tekiyah Shofar yet, the Baltekeya, Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh Bezeh. As long as there's a Jew in New Zealand who didn't hear Tekiyah Shofar yet, so I'm still Mechuyev to blow Shofar if it's going to help another Jew. I'm not fully Yotzei. When I hear Tekiyah Shofar, I'm not fully Yotzei until every single Jew in the world is Yotzei Tekiyah Shofar. So the Baltekeya is still Mechuyev B'dover. That's why the Gemara says, Yotza Moitze. Even though the Baltekeya was Yotze Tekiyas and Shul, he can be Moitze the others by blowing later, and we don't consider it Eina Mechuyev B'dover, Eina Motzi Asarab Midei Chayvos, and we say he's still Mechuyev B'dover. That's what Rashi learns, and that's what the Rishonim agree with Rashi. The reason why Yotza Moitze is because Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh Bezeh, so the Baltekeya is not fully Yotze, he's still Mechuyev B'dover. The Gemara says, this is only by Medvar, Mamur, when they say the Yotza Moitze, that's only by Tekiyah Shofar, by Mikra Megillah. Shagasai has a Chiddush, he says that this is a Pshetl. What I just said is a Pshetl. Even though I blew Shofar, I'm not Yotze, because as long as there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear Tekiyah, I'm still Mechuyev. I wasn't fully Yotze yet. So therefore, I'm still Mechuyev. So he says, that's not true. So he says, it's only true on the level of the Rabbanan. On the second day, Rosh Hashanah, when Tekiyah Shofar is only the Rabbanan, then you say Yotza Moitzi. But on the first day, when Tekiyah Shofar is the Rice, it doesn't work. And he claims that that's why Rashi holds. Because Rashi, the Gemara says there, that they made Kiddush, and they ate the meal, and then somebody came late. Someone who was invited came late. He didn't know how to say Kiddush. So the person already said Kiddush a second time on behalf of the other person. So Rashi says, what was it? Shabbos or Yontif? What's the difference what it was, Shabbos or Yontif? The Rashi says it was Yontif, and he said, Mekadosh Yisrael Hazman. How did Rashi know that it was Yontif? Maybe it was Shabbos. So Poshib Shabbos, because it's a Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The end of the third parrot. So Mestama happened on Rosh Hashanah. Mestama it's Yontif. So the Shagazari says, no, because Rashi holds like the Magen Mishnah, that Kiddush on Shabbos is the Raising, Kiddush on Yontif is the Rabbanon. Rashi holds that Yotza Moitzi only works when it's only the Rabbanon. It's really a din deraisa. This is a pshetl and it doesn't really work. But we don't follow that Shagasari. Maybe that's pshat and Rashi, but we don't follow that Rashi with that Shagasari. We follow what it says. Even on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Tekiyah Shofar is deraisa. The Baal Tekiyah can go to the old age home later after he was ready Yotza, and he'll blow again a second time. And we say Yotza Moitzi on the level of the Raisa. It's not a Pshetl. We assume Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh Bezeh, as long as there's still one Jew left in the world who wasn't Yotza his mitzvah yet, I'm still Mechuyev to blow Shofar if that's going to help someone else. It will help someone else. Well, when I'll blow and the other one will be Yotza, it'll be Shamei Kaina. Every case of Yotza Moitzi, we consider as if it's Shamei Kaina, as if I'm blowing for myself and the other person is listening along, so he's also Yotza. So Gemara says that this din of Yotza Moitzi applies by Tekiyah Shofar and it applies by Kiddush. Gemara gives the case by Kiddush. Even though I already said Kiddush, I'm in the middle of the meal, the end of the meal, I'm going to say Kiddush with the other person. you still say Yotze Moitze. What about Birchas Hanenin? So the Gemara says, Birchas Hanenin, we don't apply the klal of Yotze Moitze. If another person does know how to say Hamoitze, does know how to say Shahakal on the food, does know how to say Bar Piagofen, so I have to teach him how to say. I can't say the brach on his behalf. This dinner call, he saw that Reb Zeb Zeh only applies with respect to mitzvahs, with respect to blowing shofar, with respect to Mikra Megillah, with respect to the brachas on Mikra Megillah, Kiddush, but it doesn't apply to Birchas Hanenin. Let the person, if he's eating food, let him learn how to say the brachas. So then the Gemara says, but there is an exception to the rule that by Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, I can say the whole bracha for the other person, Bar Piagofen and the Kiddush, even though I'm not drinking the wine, I'm not being Yotze the Kiddush. And the same thing, Hamotzi Lechman Oretz of Achilas Matzah. On Lel Pesach, Hamotzi Lechman Oretz also, just like I can be Motzi, the other person, Shemei Koinim, but the whole Haggadah, today everybody has a Haggadah. Maxwell House Coffee started printing Haggadahs for everybody. And now everybody prints Haggadahs. So everybody has plenty of Haggadahs. But years ago, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have Haggadahs. So the boys who would learn in the yeshiva, so Rabbi the Gemara says, the Rebbe in the yeshiva would say the whole Haggadah, and all the Talmidim would be Yotze with Shemei Koina. So the Rebbe would be Motze them with the Bracha of Hamotzi, and he would be Motze them with the Bracha of Alachilas Matzah and everything. So if the Rebbe's eating along with them, so that's normal. You say Hamotzi, everybody else is Yotze. And you say the Alachilas Matzah, fine, Shemei Koina. But the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe had already been Yotze the Haggadah, now he's saying the Haggadah a second time, the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have such a funny case that the only person in town who knows how to say the whole Haggadah is the rabbi. So the rabbi goes from home to home. He goes through the whole Haggadah for this family, goes through the whole Haggadah from the beginning to the end. He tells his family, I'll come back home in 3 hours and we'll start the Haggadah at 11 o'clock. And he runs through the whole CPT some time by this family, next family, next family. Then he comes home and then he starts the Haggadah at home. So how does he say the Bar Piagofen and the Kiddush for this family? He's not drinking wine here. He's going to make Kiddush for himself later at 11 o'clock when he goes home to his home. He's not eating anything. How is he Motzei? The Gemara says, that's like Yotze Moitzi. He's saying the bracha only for the other person. So the Gemara says there that Yotze Moitzi applies to the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush every Shabbos and Yontem, and Yotze Moitzi applies to the Hamotzi Lechmen Haoretz of Achilas Matzah on Pesach night. Yeah, why? So Boshe Pshat is because on Pesach night, the Hamotzi Lechmen Haoretz is part of the CPT Mitzrayim. The whole is a big Haggadah. And just like you say Yotze Moitzi on the whole Haggadah, so you say Yotze Moitzi on the Hamotzi as well. And the same thing Kiddush. Kiddush is say Yotze Moitzi. So Bar Piagofen is an integral part of the Kiddush. So just like you say Yotze Moitzi on the Kiddush, because it's like a Bichas HaMitzvah, so too you can say Yotze Moitzi on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush.
It's called Haseba on the Haggadah. So, of course.
But I'm not eating with them. I'm saying the whole Haggadah for them and second family. Then I'm going home, I'm going to say for myself later. I'm not drinking the wine and I'm not being Yotze with the Kiddush now because you have to have Kiddush B'machem Suda. I'm going to have the Suda later on at home. So Yotze Moitze doesn't only apply if I already blew shofar and shul, I was about to can, I go to the old age home to blow. That's literally Yotze Moitze. And here, it's also like Yotze Moitze. I'm reciting the whole Haggadah for your family, even though I'm not being Yotze, I'm going to be Yotze. I have in mind not to be Yotze anything now for myself. I just have in mind to be Moitze. It's also called Yotze Moitze. I'm Moitze you, even though I'm not Yotze myself now, I'm going to be Yotze later. So that's also included in Yotze Moitze. So the Gemara says beferish that they say Yotze Moitze by the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush because Bar Piagofen is part of the Kiddush. And just like on the Kiddush you say Yotze Moitze, so the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush you also say Yotze Moitze. So the Chazon Ish assumes that Dover Pasha, the same should be by Havdalah. I can say Havdalah for someone else with the Bar Piagofen, even though I'm not drinking at all the wine, and even though I don't need the Havdalah. I already said Havdalah 2 hours ago. This guy comes in, he doesn't know how to say Havdalah. So I fill up a cup of wine, I say, Bar Piagofen, and I say, Havdalah, he's going to drink the wine, and he's going to be Yotze the Havdalah. So he doesn't understand what Tosfos says, why do you need Haseba? But the Chazon Ish is also learning, like the Birchas Rosh, you need Haseba because of the drinking of the wine, because all drinking wine. You don't need Haseba just to be Yotze Havdalah. Havdalah is normal Yotze Moitze. You only need Haseba by Birchas Hanenin, Because the Yerushalmi explained what's going on. The Yerushalmi is not independent. The Yerushalmi is explaining the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis over here. That Yoshu Kalechem Avarach Liatzma Hesei Bechem Avarach Lukulam. If you have whole Chabura, so the Chabura is obligated to offer one Brocha. So for that you need Haseba, for that you need Yeshiva Didan, Keseba, the two, you need Yeshiva. But by Kiddush and Abdullah in the Chazon Ish Tainis, the Kiddush, the Gemara says, is an exception to the rule. I can be Moitzi you with the Burpi Agaf, and even though I'm not drinking at all. So why should you need Haseba? Haseba means if we're all eating together the Haseba, we're all drinking wine the Haseba, so the whole Chabur is obligated to offer one Burpi Agaf, and the Chabur is obligated to offer one Amoitzi. But I'm not drinking Michlal over here. And still I can be Moitzi you with the Brocha Burpi Agaf. So why does Tais say that you need Haseba? That's the Chazon Ish. One little paragraph, he says, he doesn't understand what Tosis is talking about. So apparently Tosis distinguishes between the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and the Bar Piagofen of Havdalah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said it, the last Gemara in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says it about the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush is considered as if it's an integral part of the Kiddush, but the Bar Piagofen of Havdalah, apparently Tosis thinks is not the same. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole Yahrzeit shiur. He used to have Yahrzeit for his father on Gimel Shvat. So hundreds of people used to come to the yeshiva every year. People would fly in from out of town to hear. This was a big event. It used to be a four-hour shiur in Yiddish. He used to give the first 2 hours would be halacha, a whole masterful presentation of a shiur. He would start off with Gemaris and with kashas, and he would word the kashas in such a way that you think no one in the world can answer these kashas. And then he would quote another Gemara, and then another Gemara, and he would show all the kashas were a mistake, and he would reinterpret everything, and he would say, that took 2 hours halacha. And then he would say, Adrosha for 2 hours, on the topic that he gave the halacha. Many of the Yotzai Adroshas are printed. So he once gave a Yotzai Adrosha on where the gist of the Adrosha was like this. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Sefer Lamed Pei. Lamed Pei is the Rosh Tevis Likutei Pardes. There's a Sefer Pardes that has all the tshuvas of Rashi, has Psokim of Rashi. So the Magen Avraham didn't have access to the Pardes. We have it. You go to any bookstore, they sell a Pardes with Rashi. Magen Avraham had a Kitzer, had a Likutei Pardes. That's Lamed Pei. So he quotes a Likutei Pardes of Maisa Shohoya. Someone walked in the middle of Havdalah. The one who's reciting Havdalah already said Bar Piagofen. Everybody said Bar Miyar Hoesh, whatever, but he didn't say Havdalah yet. So they asked Rashi, what's the din? So Rashi said, as long as you heard the last bracha, you don't have to hear the Bar Piagofen. Bar Piagofen is if you want to drink wine. If you're not interested in drinking wine, just want to be Yotze Abdullah, you don't need the Bar Piagofen. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, thought that Rashi wouldn't say the same by Kiddush. That by Kiddush, the Bar Piagofen is an integral part of the Kiddush, and you can't be Yotze the Kiddush without the Bar Piagofen. So it would appear that that's what Tosis thinks. Because the Chazon Ish is asking, isn't Tosis contradicted by the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? That to say, Yotza Moitzi by the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, to see, you don't even have to be drinking the wine at all. So why should you need Haseba? Haseba makes it, Haseba accomplishes that it's considered the whole Chabur is drinking wine together. I'm not drinking wine at all, and I can say the Bar Piagofen for you. So apparently Tosis thinks that that's only by Kiddush like that. The Chazon Ish is right, by Kiddush. That's a Gemara. But by Havdalah is not so. Apparently Havdalah, Bar Piagofen is a plain old Bichas Hananin. There are some Rishonim who hold the Feirish not so. There are some Rishonim who hold that both by Kiddush and Havdalah, Bar Piagofen is an integral part of the Kiddush, an integral part of the Havdalah. The same is under the Chuppah. The Rabbi says Bar Piagofen, and then he says all the other 6 brachas, and then the rabbi doesn't drink the wine. He gives the wine to the chosen kala to drink. So we assume that Yotza Moitzi, even by it's not Kiddush and it's not Havdalah. It's the Sheva brachas, and still we assume that you're Yotze. But Taisvis apparently doesn't agree. Taisvis thinks that there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. That Havdalah, since the Bar Piagofen is not an integral part of the Havdalah, like Rashi, if you walked in the middle, you would be Yotze. If you just heard the last Baruch Havdalah, you didn't hear the Bar Piagofen, you're Yotze. Because the Bar Piagofen is only a Bichas Hanenin. It's not really part of the Havdalah. So Taisvis apparently distinguishes between the two. But by our practice is that we don't have everybody sip wine for Havdalah. So the whole issue of sitting, the whole issue is irrelevant. The whole issue between Tosfos and the Chazon Ish, the whole thing is not Negei L'Maaseh. See, by the bracha of The Pnei Yeshua in the first perek in Ksubas has a Kuntra Zachrin. In the end of the Sefer, he has a Kuntra Zachrin when he gave a Chazar Shia. So he added on additional Ha'oris. And the Kuntra Zachrin in the first perek in Ksubas, when the Gemara gives the list of all the Sheva Brachas that you recite under the Chuppah, and after the Sudas Chasana, so the Pnei Yeshua raises a question regarding Bichas Erisin. How can it be that the rabbi under the chuppah says bar piagofen and he doesn't drink the wine at all? Gives the wine to the chosen kala to drink. So by biches nisuin al pi pashtus, there never was a problem, because by biches nisuin, it would appear that medina the gemara is supposed to recite over a cup of wine. So that's the same as kiddush and abdullah, that we assume that the bar piagofen is part of the kiddush, part of the abdullah, it's part of the shevet bracha. So just like I got married a long time ago, but still, since the chosen kala want to have the sheva brachas, so I can be moitzi them with the sheva brachas. So I can be moitzi them with the bar piagofen as well. But the shad is the bichas erisin. Medina the gemara bichas erisin never had alakos. That was only introduced. That's a minig. That's introduced in the days of the Goinim. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's shayla. How come the practice is that the rabbi says bar piagofen on the bichas erisin and he doesn't drink any of the wine? He gives it to the chasen kala. Why isn't that a violation of that gemara in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that you don't permit yotze moitze by bichas hanenet, only by bar piagofen of kiddush? So bar piagofen of bichas nisuin, that's not so bad, because that's medina the gemara. That seems to be a bracha lakos. But bichas erisin, that's the shot. So there's a sefer Afike Yam. It was written by a person. He was a businessman, and then at the end of his life, he became a rabbi in a community. There were a few businessmen who were very learned. Chayonim was a businessman, and then at the end of his life, they appointed him as a dayan of Vilna. Rabbi Menachem Zemba was a businessman, had a hardware store. There were Rabbi Menachem Zemba had. He was killed by the Nazis. That was much later than the Chayonim. But he had a whole group of chaverim who were all in business, and they knew Bavli, Rishalmi, Ragat Shabbos. They knew everything by heart. They knew everything by heart. All the Makar, Rambams, everything, knew everything by heart. So the so there's a sefer Afike Yam where he quotes that Rab Simcha Zelig, who was the dayan in Brisk, under Rab Chaim, and Rab Chaim was the rabbi in Brisk, Rab Simcha Zelig told the author of the sefer Afike Yam that he never noticed this, but Rab Chaim told him that whenever he says Birchas Erisin under the chuppah, he'll always spill over a little bit of the wine on his finger, and then when he gives the cup to the chosen kala to drink, he'll lick a little bit from his finger in an inconspicuous fashion, because the minhag olam is that the rabbi doesn't drink, but the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. How can it be? It doesn't make any sense. Others ask the same kasha as well. So in order that it shouldn't be a bracha levatol, in order that it should work, see, he sips a little bit of the wine. Yeah, the question is, it still doesn't help because they're standing. You should require yeshiva, heseba. I don't exactly understand why he thought that solved the problem. But that was Rab Chaim's practice. They say that, yes, Rav Elbel HaSolveitchik, whether he sips any of the wine by Birchas Erisin, he said, no, he never saw his father do that, so he didn't do it either. The dayan, Simcha Zelig, was so close to Rab Chaim, he never noticed either Rab Chaim did. Chaim said he always did it in an inconspicuous fashion. Didn't want to make a spectacle out of the whole thing. He said, the minhag olam is that you don't drink. So he didn't want to go against the minhag, but the Pnei Yeshua asked the murderer's kasha. So that's why, to satisfy the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that's why he used to take a sip of the wine also. Rabbi Elbel said he never saw his father do it, so he never did. I never saw Rabbi Soloveitchik do it either, unless he also did it in an inconspicuous fashion. I don't know. See, this idea that we explained, that there are three areas where we don't, the Rishalmi said there are three areas where we don't permit Shemeka Oina. So you raise the question, the whole purpose of the Chazaras HaShatz, what motivated the Takanas Chachamim? What motivated them to make Chazaras HaShatz? Because there were people that didn't know how to daven. So if the chazan says the bracha, so everybody's yotze with chazaras hashatz. Aye, but you don't allow shemei kaina by davening. That's one of the exceptions to where you have to daven on your own. So that's what we pointed out the Gemara on the first daf in Shlosha Sheochlu. The Gemara had a machlokes where the Shnaim Sheochlu is a reshus to bench mezuman. Shlosha Sheochlu means the exclusion of Shnaim. So what is it excluding? Shnaim Sheochlu have no chiyuv. Shosh locha kacha is chayovim lezamen. Shnaim Sheochlu kacha is not chayovim lezamen, but it's optional. Or should I say no? It's not even optional. We wouldn't even permit as a reshus that Shnaim Sheochlu should bench mezuman together. So the Gemara, it's a machlekes Rabbi Rab Yechanan on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph on the first Daf, the first Omer, the first piece of Gemara right after the Mishnah Shlosha Sheochlu. The Gemara on the base quotes a brisa that supports the one opinion. The Shnaim Sheochlu is a mitzvah lecholik. Each one has to bench on his own. It's not a reshus to bench mezuman. Each one has to bench on his own. But Medvar Mamurim, the brisa says, if Shneim Sofrim, Avelechad Seif Vechad Bur, if one of them does know how to bench, so you have no choice. The one who does not have a bench can be yotze with shemei koine. So the Vilna Gaon and the Beir Agro and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beir Agro es takasha, but you just said from the Yushami that you don't allow shemei koine by birchas hamazon. So the Vilna Gaon and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon's answer. The whole din is only mid the rabbanon that you don't permit shemei koine, and b'shas hatrak the fellow just does know how to bench. So b'shas hatchak, you have the right to revert back to the din deraisa, to rely on the din deraisa, that you do say shemei koine. So mesama, one can say that that's the same answer by hazaras hashatz. If there are people who are not bikiyim, in days of the Gemara, there'll be a lot of people not bikiyim. They didn't have a sitter, even if you know how to read Hebrew. It was prohibited to write down the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara says the first daf in Perek called Kisri HaKodesh, Masech HaShabbos, that the text of the Siddur is considered a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh. So they weren't allowed to write down the Nusach HaTfilah. Gemara says, Kosvei Brochus Kisurfei Torah. One who writes down Brochus, one who writes down Nusach HaTfilah, is like Surfei Torah, because if there'll be a Sreifa on Shabbos, you won't be able to be Matzil. You're allowed to be Matzil Kisri HaKodesh, but you're not allowed to be Matzil Torah Shebal Peh, because you had no right to write it down. Manazeh, that we allow writing down of Gemara, so we permitted the writing down of Mishnayos, the writing down of the Siddur and the Maksim, so today you would be allowed to be Matzah all of those from. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Rif and the Gaonim. But Bizmana Gemara, before they had the Heter, the Gemara says in Tmures, Las Lashem Eferet Torah, they realized the whole Torah Shal Peh is going to be forgotten if you're going to insist on not writing it down. So that's why they allowed the writing down. So in the days of the Gemara, there were a lot of people that didn't know how to daven. You have to know 19 brachas by heart. And Rosh Hashanah, you got to know Malchus Klanus Shavuos by heart, and with all the 10 psukim in order, that's you have to have quite a memory to know all of this stuff by heart. So in the days of the Gemara, there were a lot of people who are not bikim. So if you have echad seif and echad bur, then the Gemara says you revert back to the din deraisa min haTorah, you allow shemei koine, even on tefillah, and even on birchas hamazon. The whole din is only mid the rabbanon, that you don't allow shemei kain. That's the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik explained what this Mishnah is all about, this Mishnah Mem Beis. Why do you need Hasebu? The Chabura is offering one birchas hamazon, the Chabura is offering one hamoitzi. How big does the Chabura have to be? So to bench mezuman, we pass, and you have to have a chabura minimum of 3. Shnam Sheochlu is not a reshus to bench mezuman. But when you say hamoitzi, let's say they're just 2 people, a husband and a wife, they don't have any children yet. So when you have 2 people, one can say hamoitzi to be moitzi the other one. So how come there's a discrepancy there? How come benegeya to hamoitzi? You say if you have 2 people, it's already called hamoitzi b'chabura. The whole chabura offers one birchas hamoitzi. When you get to bench a mezuman, the chabur has to have a minimum of 3. So Tosfos works on that kash. The Tosfos says, when you start eating the meal, so they're going to be eating for a while. So that's called the kviyas. That's called the chabura eating, a chabura of 2, eating together. But when they finished eating already, and then they got a bench, then they're going to leave. So they're on their way to leave. So it's only called the chabura if you have a minimum of 3. Okay. Whatever the explanation to that answer is. But Tosfos worked on that. Tosfos held that it should be in Svara, should have been the same. The definition of a chabura should be the same for hamoitzi as for birchas hamazon. So they're really two. Yesterday we explained there are differences halacha l'maisa between if you have one person is benching, the other person is yotze with shemei ka'ina, then shemei ka'ina has to understand the language. If he doesn't understand the language, so we follow Tosfos that that's called einu shemei. That's called einu shemei. The one exception to the rule that you say shemei ka'ina even if you don't understand, the Gemara says is mikra megillah. Because we don't know what those words mean. The Gemara says we don't know what that corresponds to. So the Gemara says, so you yotze anyway. So Rashi says, there you have it. You see, Shemaya kind of works even if you don't understand. And Taisa says, no, Mikra Megillah is an exception to the rule. Pisumi Nisa somehow. It's a different kind of Shemaya kind of. It's different. So we assume, like Taisa, that Mikra Megillah is an exception to the rule. That you yotze Mikra Megillah even though you don't know what the words mean. But in other cases of Shemei Kohen, if you don't understand, you're not Yotze. So we mentioned yesterday that the Birchas Avram, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, Birchas Avram writes that when you bench Mezumen and the Mezamen says the whole Birchas Hamazon, and even if the listeners don't understand Hebrew, they would be Yotze. He says it's because it's not based on Shemei Kohen. The whole Vart is, the whole Chabur together offers a Birchas Hamazon. Then we said also the Ramah has a Chiddush he quotes from Rishonim. Question, maybe we shouldn't pass on like the Ramah. Ramah is a Chiddush. If the one person is saying Hamoitze, everybody's being Yotze, so he cuts Chala and he takes a bite of the Chala he swallows, and one of the listeners talks before he had a chance to eat a bit of Chala. So the Ramah paskins that they don't have to repeat the Brach. If the one who said Hamoitze talks before he eats the Chala, he has to repeat the bracha, because the bracha doesn't relate to the food. If you're mapsik in between, if you talk in between. But as long as the one who said the bracha swallowed a little bit of challah already, and the others talk before they eat, so there are more paskins, that doesn't pose a problem. Because it's not that they're yotze with Shemei Kohen. Shemei Kohen doesn't work. The whole chabura offered one hamoitze, and the bracha was chal. The first one who said the bracha had a little bit of challah, so the bracha was chal. So if the other people will talk in between my swallowing and their eating of the challah, that's like talking in between the first swallowing the first bit of food and the second bit of food. That's not called a problem of a hefsek.
But we say if people spoke before the first guy even ate, even if it wasn't the guy himself who made the bracha, but one of the other b'nei kavurim spoke before the guy who made the bracha ate, would that then be a hefsek then? If it's really
if someone spoke before the mevorach ate, then then the bracha wasn't chal. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention these two nafkaminas. He mentioned two other nafkaminas. So one was the following. The Gemara in Daf Chof, there's a Mishnah in Daf Chof from an Aleph. Mishnah says that women are not obligated to recite Kriya Shema. The bottom line on Chof from an Aleph, going over top and base. So Noshim and Abaknani is only chayv the mitzvahs ki isha, lola me isha gzereshava. So Noshim Avonim apotam in Kriya Shema, because it's a mitzvah saseh, shahaz man groma. See that there's a concept of so is man Kriya Shema, there is it. Then the Raisa, Kriya Shema has his man. Tefillin is also a mitzvah says the Shazmangam. So women are potter. However, women are mechuyah the birchas hamazon. That's the Mishnah. The top line on chof on the base. Bottom line chof on the base. Going over the top line of chof on the base. Women are mechuyah the birchas hamazon. So the Gemara raises the question, the obligation of the women to recite birchas hamazon, is that their raisa? Or perhaps it's only midirabbonim. Why should one think that it's only midirabbon and birchas hamazon is not a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? Why is there a tzad to say that it should not be deraisa? So there are different explanations why. So Rashi says, because it says in the Chumash, "Vechalta v'savata v'irachta v'sashem alakecha al horet ha-teva." You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you the food, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And basically, Noshim lanot l'chelek ba'oretz. If a man dies and he leaves only daughters and he leaves no sons, then the women get Yerusha. But most of the time, the man who dies does have sons and daughters, so the daughters l'anot l'chelek ba'aretz. So maybe since they're not mechuyev to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving them Eretz Yisrael, so maybe they're potter from the whole Birchas Hamazon. Maybe it's all or nothing. Tosfos has a different suggestion. Tosfos on Chof on Medeis, the Ma'amaschon Noshim in Birchas Hamazon, the Reis of the Rabbanu. Tosfos has a different suggestion. Tosfos says, if there are no sons, then the daughters do get Yerusha. So the women do get. They're akedimus. If there's a son, so the cousin doesn't get. Like I said, the cousin never gets Yerusha. If there are no sons and no uncles, then the cousins get Yerusha. The rules and regulations, Hilchas Kedima and Yerusha. But why should you say that women, in principle, the women are not L'chelik Varetz? The Tez is not happy with Rashi's pshat. So Tez gives a different pshat. He quoted Gemara from later Daf Mem Tes, that if a person says Birchas Hamos and he didn't mention Bris Milo, didn't mention Alterascha Shalemad Atonu, or Bisul Shechasam Tabib Sareinu, so then it's not Yotze Birchas Hamos. You have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for that too. So the women don't have the mitzvah bris milah. They don't even have an obligation to take care of the bris milah when they have a baby boy. Only the father has the obligation. The women are not mechuyev to learn Torah. Not exactly so. Women are mechuyev to learn Torah as a hechsher mitzvah, that they should learn, they have to know how to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. They don't have an obligation to learn Torah as an independent mitzvah. That's how the Beis HaLevi explains. So the Gemara says, one who didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Bris Milah, for giving us Al Terascha Shalim Adetanu, isn't Yotzei Birchas Hamos. So Tosfos suggests that's the pshat. Maybe since it's one package deal, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food and for the Bris Choshel Chasam Tebel Sereinu. Women are not mechuyev to thank the Rebbein Shalom for the Bris Milah, so maybe not mechuyev to thank the Rebbein Shalom for the food either. That was the suffix. So Rebbe Kivega has a sefer that's called Drush V'Chidush. I don't know why, when I was by mitzvah, somebody gave me a Drush V'Chidush as a present. They thought I was going to look at it. Didn't look at it till many years later. So Rabbi Kivega has a little comment on the Tosfos. The Gemara has, what's the difference with the women are mukhiv in Birchas HaMazon and Atarim and the Rabbanon? Bottom line, they have to recite Birchas HaMazon. What's the difference? What is the Raisa of the Rabbanon? So the Gemara should have said a difference for Sufik. If a woman is Mesupik, whether she benched or not. If the obligation of women to bench is deraisa, then suffik deraisa l'chumra if she ate kedei sviya. If the obligation of women to bench is only midrabbanan, so then suffik derabbanan l'kula. The Gemara doesn't say that nafkamina. So the Prima Gadim has a whole explanation. How come the Gemara didn't say that nafkamina? How come the Gemara said? He says, acharifas. He says, because the Gemara knew that they're not going to be pushed at the suffik. It remains a sveker adina, whether the chiyav, when the Mishnah says that the women are mechuyav, Birchas HaMazon, it's a suffik halacha l'maisa. There is no maskona. Is that the raisa of the rabbanon? So bottom line, halacha l'maisa, if a woman doesn't remember if she benched or not, she won't have to bench because it's nahama, because it's a sveker. On the level of the raisa, maybe she's potter, and even if she's chayv, maybe she did bench. On the level of the Rabban, that she's mechuyev, so safik the Rabban l'kula. She doesn't remember she benched, so she's potter. So on the level of the Reis, it's a svek, and maybe she's potter mikol v'kol, maybe she did bench. On the level of the Rabban, for sure she's mechuyev, so all you need is one safik Rabban l'kula. So he said, that's why the Gemara didn't give that nafkamina, because they knew in advance that they're not going to be pushed to safik, so that wouldn't be a nafkamina ledin, halacha l'maisa, because whenever there's a safik, the bottom line, the women don't have to bench, because it's always going to be a svek. So what nafkamina does the Gemara give? The Gemara gives a nafkamina. The husband and the wife ate together, and the wife is learned, and the husband doesn't know how to recite Birchas HaMazon. Can the wife be moitzi the husband? So when you have a sofer or a boor, when you have only two people, so there's no mezumah, but you have sofer or a boor, so sofer mevarchu boya, it's a bibarchasai. Then we revert back to the din deraisa, you do permit shemeh kohena. But you only allow Shemei Kohenah if the one is saying the Birchas HaMazon is a Mechuyah Bedover. If he's not Mechuyah Bedover, not. So let's say the husband does not have to blow Shofar. And the wife is an expert Baal Tekiah. So the wife cannot blow Shofar for the husband. The wife is not Mechuyah in Tekiah Shofar. So if you hold that women in Birchas HaMazon is their Isa, then the woman can be mighty her husband if the husband does know how to recite Birchas HaMazon. She does know. But if the Chiyah of the women to recite Birchas HaMazon is only with the Rabbanon, the Chiv of the husband is their Isa, then the wife cannot be Moitzi the husband. That's what the Gemara gives an Afkamin. So Rabbi Kivega has a comment, a little innocent comment in the Drush V'Chidush here. He says, what do you mean? The wife should be able to be Moitzi the husband? But Taisa says the wife is not Mechiv to thank the Rabbi Shalom al Brischo Shechosam Tabib Sarenim al Tarascho Shalim Adetanu. For sure she's not Mechiv in that. The only suffix is a one package deal. So since she's potter from that line, she's potter from the whole benching. According to Rashi, not mechuyev to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo de Lacha al shenchalta la b'sein eretz chem not mechuyev to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So that bracha is not mechuyev in. The only suffix is the other brachas. So what's going to be? How can the wife say the birchas hamazon to be mitzi the husband? But there are a couple of lines there that for sure the wife cannot be mitzi the husband. So what's the whole suffix in the Gemara? So Rabbi Kavega says, no, those lines the husband will have to say on his own. So the wife is going to say birchas hamazon to be mitzi the husband. He does not have a bench. Then when it comes to these lines, abrischa shechasamta v'senatu aschah shalimantanu, v'leretz chem detoy v'archava shehinchaltanu, the wife is going to have to get the husband to say that. So she'll only be might to him on the rest of the birchas hamazon. Oh, nashim b'birchas hamazon. Deraisa, the wife will only be able to be might to the husband on the rest of the benching. And these lines where for sure the wife is potter, she can't be might to the husband. Not mechuyev b'dover. She can't be might to the husband in the chayav asayim. So Rebbe Vega says, you see from this Gemara Chiddush that you can allow Shemer Kohen on a half a bracha. We said yesterday that the many women from Lithuania who don't know Hebrew follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The husband says Kiddush. And then in the middle part of the Kiddush where the women don't understand the Hebrew, so they say softly under their breath, even though the wife is not holding the cup of wine, the husband's holding the cup of wine. So the husband says the beginning of the Kiddush, and the husband says the whole Kiddush out loud. And the wife says the middle part that she doesn't understand, because we follow Taisi, only say Shemer Kohen if you understand. So if the women don't understand Hin Chaltona, Hin Chilonu, and so on, then they have to say the middle part of the Kiddush on their own. Then you get to the last line, Baruch HaTu HaShem, Kadesh HaShabbos, that the women do understand. So Rabbi Kivega says, you see from this Taisus, the way Taisus read the Gemara, Rashi and Taisus, where they read the Gemara, that you can say Shemer Kohen on a half a bracha. The wife is going to say, the Gemara has a suffix, maybe the women are mechuyev in birchas hamazon deraisa, maybe they're abonis, even women are mechuyev in Torah, but there are three lines at the pata from. Al brischo shechasam tevusen atorascho shalim adetono, al shinchal talabesein, eretz chem detoy v'rocha, but that they're not mechuyev in. So those lines the husband will have to say on his own. The other lines the wife will say to be mitzvah. So you see a beferish Gemara that you say, shemei ha-kohena, on a half a bracha. So the achreinim are bothered with a kasha. There's a Gemara later in the beginning of Shloshi She'ochlu, where the Gemara discusses when you bench mezumen, how many people can you divide the benching? Among how many people can you divide the benching? A lot of people, when they have the Seder on Pesach night, so they go around the whole table, so they have each person at the table says one paragraph, and everybody else is Yotze with Shemei Koine. We allow Shemei Koine by Haggadah. The Gemara says in the days of the Amoraim, they used to have Shemei Koine. The Rebbe in Yeshiva said the whole Haggadah by heart, and the Talmidim are Yotze with Shemei Koine. So Gemara has a discussion, how many people can you divide it? So Zonas HaKol has to be recited by one person, Noidelecha one person, and Rachmana a third person, and Atevah Meitav a fourth person, fine. So the Gemara has a Shaila, can you divide it among four or among five? Baruch Shechan Mishlav Tevuch Hayinu, is that a bracha bifnei atzmo? And then Zonas HaKolam, another person can say that, and the third person, Noidelecha, and so on, or do you say no? Rosh Hashanah Shlav Tevachayin until Hazanah Hakol counts as one bracha. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara, Mem Vav Amid Aleph. So Tosfos quotes the Rif. Tosfos on Mem Vav Amid Aleph quotes the Pirush Rif in the Gemara. Here the Tosfos, Ulaman de Yomar, Shnai Meshlosha, two or three people you can divide it up. So around 10 lines into the Tosfos, Lekach Nira Pirush Rav Alphas. How many people can you split up the Birchas HaMazon? You split up every line. Have one person say every line. So you see, you don't say Shemei Kohen on a half a bracha. You only go in units of brachas. You don't say Shemei Kohen on a half a bracha. And the same thing, there's a Mishnah earlier in Tfilas HaShachar. The Mishnah says, let's say the Chazan gets stuck in Baruch Aleinu. He gets all confused in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. Or it happens, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens usually is, if you live in New York, you hear every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you hear that it happened in some shul. There are many, many shuls in New York. It happened in some shul or another. The Chazan fainted in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. And so many piyutim to say. So he can't continue. He lost his voice. He gets laryngitis. He can't continue davening. So you have to have Yamaracha Tachtov. So the Gaba has to get someone else to take over. So where does the new Chazan take over from? So it says he goes back to the Tchilas HaBracha Shetozeh. Has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So usually, all the piyutim are before Hamelach HaKadosh, before Kedusha. So usually when it happens before Hamelach HaKadosh. So then the Mishnah says you have to go back. The Gimla Rishonis are treated as one unit, and you have to go back to the beginning of the whole Chazaras Hashatz. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to repeat all the piyutim again. You react to the piyutim when you said it the first time. Zechreinu l'chaim micha mocha, what do you say? Zechreinu l'chaim is strictly speaking, that's also a piyut. So strictly speaking, you shouldn't have to repeat Zechreinu l'chaim either. Micha mocha, over achim, also strictly speaking, that's a piyut. But what's the big deal? So it's not a long piyut, it's going to take forever. So that's like the nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the nuchas, when it takes over, should say Zechreinu l'chaim, even though they already said it the first time. But the long piyutim, you don't have to repeat. And let's say they already said Kedusha, but they weren't Yotze, because the first Chazan, the new Chazan has to take over Metchilas HaBrocha Shetozeh, and if it's Gimel Rishon, it's treated as one unit, you have to go back to the very beginning. So they got to say Kedusha over again. It always happens in some shul or another. In the New York area, you always hear about it. The Mishnah Berurah writes, it always happens in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the piyutim are so long, so the Chazan loses his voice. Probably also like Zechreinu l'chaim. Those are brief. Those are very short piyutim. Strictly speaking, those are piyutim. That's not really part of the kedusha. But that's people consider as if it's part of the kedusha. So probably that they should say over again. So this is a problem. Rabbi Kivega shows from the Gemara, from the Rashi, from the Tais and Davcha, from the days, that you do say Shemei Koina and a Hefer Bracha. And then you have the Rif, Amem Vavim and Aleph. Tais quotes the Rif on Dav, Amem Vavim and Aleph. And the Rif interprets the Gemara like that. How many, when you're benching Mizuman, how many people can you divide the benching amongst? Each person is going to say one Bracha. The first one is going to say Telazonis HaKol. Second one is going to say Nodilcha till the end. Allah Ta'ala Muslim. The third one is going to say the third bracha. Why can't you have 25 people? Everyone should say one line. So it sounds like you don't say Shemei Koina and the half a bracha and the Chazor Sashatz also. The Mishnah says, if someone in the middle of the year, this never happens in the middle of the year, someone in the middle of the year gets stuck in Baruch Aleinu, he can't continue any further. So the new Chazan doesn't take over from the middle of Baruch Aleinu, because Metchilas HaBracha should tozeh. Why Metchilas HaBracha? So doesn't it appear that you don't allow Shemei Koina and the half a bracha? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the teretz is, I think the Birchas Rosh says is teretz, he poses the kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik said he thought that that's the correct teretz, that it's the difference between a Birchas HaYochid and a Birchas HaChabura, Birchas HaTzibur. Chazaras HaShatz is one, Chazaras HaShatz, people make a mistake, they think, the Chazan says Shemoneh Esrei, in order to chaparayin HaKedusha. No, not the Chazan. When you daven tefillah belachash, that's tefillah HaYochid, and we recommend you should daven tefillah bitzibur. But when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, that's tefillah hatzibur. The tzibur is offering one Shemoneh Esrei. And everybody has to pay attention. It's not, well, I already daven, what do I need it for? The Chazaras HaShatz only for the Eina Boki. I don't know if a guy doesn't know how to daven. I don't need it, I daven the Remiyot. No, the motivation to make the Takana the Rabbanon of Chazaras HaShatz was because there were people who were Eina Bekim. But once they made the Takana, that everybody has to daven tefillas hayochid bitzibur, everybody should daven softly together, and everybody should listen to tefillas hatzibur. Just like you have a concept, there's a korban yochid and a korban tzibur, so too, there's a tefillas hayochid and a tefillas hatzibur. On the side of the Rif, you have the Shilta Giborim printed all the time. So the Shilta Giborim, the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, gives this mashal. He says, just like there's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, and the Korban Tzibur is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Jews all over the world are Yotze. The Jews in America are Yotze. Even though we didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash, we would be Yotze with the Korban Tzibur. So too, the Gemara says, when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei in Shul, so you have to have a minyan of 10 people, so the farmers who live far away from Shul and they can't come to Shul are Yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz. How are they Yotze? But they're not there, there is no Shemei Koine. The answer is, he says, it's like Korban Tzibur. Just like there's a Korban Tzibur in the Beis HaMikdash, the Jews all over the world are Yotze with the Korban Tzibur. They participate in the collection of the Machzah Shekel money. The Korban Tzibur are paid for with the Machzah Shekel money. So too, the Chazaras HaShatz, More correct is everybody should come to shul and participate in the Chazaras HaShatz. But those who cannot come to shul, so the Yotzei, the Gemara says, Am Shabbasar, so we're Anusim, and they simply can't come to shul. So the Yotzei, just like the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, Amakru, the Kabbalah, say, on behalf of everybody, so the Am Shabbasar is a Yotzei with the Tfilos HaTzibur. That was the first shiur that Rav Soloveitchik said when he came to America. Was this chilek between Tfilos HaYochid and Tfilos HaTzibur. My father said he remembered Rav Moshe, my father learned here in the yeshiva also. So my father said, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik took all the Talmidim to the docks when Rav Soloveitchik came by boat, when he came from Europe, and they had a whole Kabbalah Sponim there. And then the very next day, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik asked him to give a shiur in the yeshiva. So that was the shiur. Right before Mincha, he gave a shiur on the Chazor Sashatz. You shouldn't think just the Chazan Davins, Chazor Sashatz to be Moitzei the Ein HaBaki, or to Chaparai Nakedusha. No, it's a Tfilos HaTzibur. And that's what the Shilti Gibarim, the end of Rosh Hashanah, brings that up. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's, he thought that what the Birchas Rosh said is correct. Birchas Rosh says this. When you have a private person who's saying Birchas HaMozen, so an Ein HaBaki, a boor, and one is a sofer, one is a boor. The wife knows how to read Hebrew, the husband doesn't know how to read. So the wife is going to say Birchas HaMozen to be Moitzi the husband. So if the chiyuv of women to recite Birchas HaMozen is their Isa, and the husband is their Isa, then it can be Moitzi, she can be Moitzi her husband. If the wife's chiyuv is only the Rabbanan, So if the wife is mechuyit menator, she's mechuyit the husband, but she can't be mechuyit him on the whole bracha, he's going to have to say on his own, al teroscho shalimadatonu, and thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael, that he's going to have to say. So that's a bracha of a yachid. A yachid is saying berachas hamazon, so he says shemeh kain on a half a bracha, but chazaras hashatz and bench mezumen, that's the kasha. So he said, Chazor HaShatz, that's Tfilas HaTzibur. Bench HaMezumen, Rav Soloveitchik said, it's hard to call it Birchas HaTzibur. HaTzibur, usually you say that you need 10 people. So he said, we'll coin a new term, Birchas HaChabur. So 3 people is also called a Chabur. 2 we paskan is not called a Chabur. You have to have 3. So whenever it's a Birchas HaTzibur, Birchas HaChabur, so it's not really based on Shemeh Koina. It's a different word. One says the Broch on behalf of the whole Chabur. So that has to go in units of brachas. We wouldn't permit a half a bracha. And he thought there's another nafkemina also. He had a diuk in the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam at the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Brachas writes, and whenever you hear somebody say a bracha, guy saying Shahakal is saying Asher Yotzar. I don't need his Shahakal, I don't need his Asher Yotzar. But still, if you hear someone saying a bracha, you should really always answer Amen. You should say Amen. And if you have to be yotze with the bracha, the other fellow is saying echveis a bracha on barim yor hevesh, a barim minim samim or something. So for sure you should answer amen. But even if you didn't answer amen, the Gemara says shomeya ki'oina. The Gemara says in sukkah daf lamed ches. If I paid attention to somebody saying havdalah, so more correct is I ought to answer amen kol ha'inami ki l'hoitzi bracha mipiv dami. The Gemara says, if I say amen, it's considered as if I said the bracha. Let's say there's a takana derabbanan to recite mea brachas b'chol yom. So a lot of times you don't say 100 brachas, but you listen to other people saying brachas. So if you come to shul early, and you said all the 15 brachas ha'shachar, then the chazan gets up, he says all the 15 brachas ha'shachar, you pay attention, you say amen, so that counts for another 15 brachas. And when you daven tefillah b'lachash, so you say 19 brachas. Then you pay attention when the chazan says, you have another 19 brachas. Then when he davens mincha, he says chazaras hashatz. So you say 19 brachas, pay attention, you say amen to every bracha that the chazan says. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that also counts as mea brachas b'chol yom. So the birchas hashachar is 15, and the chazan says 15 is already 30. And the chazaras hashatz shachris, and I say amayon, is 19 and 19. And then mincha is another 19 and 19. So you already have, what do you have? 20. You already have over 100. Shabbos, the Shemana Esra is much shorter, so you got to make sure that you pay attention. The Beis Yosef quotes a Medrash like that. The Medrash comments on the Pasuk at the end of Shir Hashirim. Hayosheves Baganim Chaver Makshim Lekoel HaChashmi'ini. That's a Pasuk in the end of Shir Hashirim. What does it mean, Hayosheves Baganim? So the Medrash says, on Shabbos, the Shemoneh Esrei, the Tefillah, the Amidah, is so short. You're not going to have 19 and 19 and 19 and 19. You're not going to gain your mea bracha so easily. So the practice used to be that the people would sit in a garden and they would eat fruits or vegetables that they had picked off on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to pick them off on Shabbos. And if it falls off of the tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. Peres Anoshim, you're not allowed to eat by the Rabbanim. So they would eat fruits, and a person would say Bar Pihoitz, and everybody would say Amen. The next person would say Bar Pihoitz, or Bar Pihadom, and his fruits of Eshma. Everybody would say Amen. So by everybody saying Amen, there would be Mashlem, the Meir Brochas. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes this Medrash Rab at the end of Shav Shemcha. Hayosheles Bagarim Chaverim Akshivim Lekoel HaShmiini. We want to pay attention when we're sitting in the garden on Shabbos and Yontif, and the Amidah is so short, so you want to be Mashlem, the Meir Brochas, you have to say Amen. So for that, you got to say Amen. Kol ha'ino, Amen ki lo hoitzi bracha mipivdam. If he didn't say Amen, let's say someone says Kiddush and I didn't say Amen. So I'm yotze the Kiddush, I'm yotze the Bar Piyagafen. Afel pishalayu ono Amen. But let's say I'm not going to drink the wine. I just want to be mashlem mea brachas. So then mistame shamea ko'ina is probably not going to help. Shamea ko'ina means I'm yotze the Bar Piyagafen, I'm yotze the Kiddush, even if I didn't say Amen. But it doesn't count for mea brachas unless you actually do answer Amen. That's what the post can assume. You really have to answer Amen. So the Rambam writes this in the end of Perek Aleph and Ilchus, brachas, says whenever you hear somebody say bracha, you should always be maskim and say Amen. Whenever you need the bracha, so for sure you ought to say Amen. Kol ha'ino Amen ki lo hoitzi bracha mipiv dami. But he says, strictly speaking, even if you didn't say Amen, you would be yotze. Shamea ki'oina. That's the Gemara Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. Shamea ki'oina. Fine. So the Rambam writes it, and you get to all brachas in the world. Then, when it comes to Chazoras HaShatz, the Rambam says, everybody should pay attention and answer Amen. And when it comes to Bench and Mezumen, Hilchas Brachas, so the Rambam says, everyone should pay attention to the Mezamen, and they should say Amen. And the Rambam in a third place also says, you have to say Amen. So it's a little strange. Why did the Rambam feel compelled? Why did he have to mention it again? He already wrote it in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Brachas. Whenever you hear a bracha, you should say Amen. And certainly if you want to be yotze with the bracha, and even if you didn't say Amen, Shemei Kaini, you yotze anyway. So why does the Rambam repeat it? So they say the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, and others say on their own that it would appear from the Rambam that there are three instances where Anios Amen is Li'ikuva. Chazaras HaShatz, you have to have people answering Amen. If you don't have nine people answering Amen, you're not Yotzei Chazaras HaShatz. And Ben Shemizuman, you have to have Anios Amen Li'ikuva. You don't say Shemei Koine. And the third case is the Gemara Perek Haroya. The third case, the Rambam quotes a Gemara for a different reason. Gemara says, "Abot tzichim lahoydus." You have to say Birchas Hagayim. Alachelish and Israpi has to say Birchas Hagayim. So Gemara says, once one of the Chachamim was sick, and then he got better. And then when the Talmidim came to visit him, so one of them said, "Blessed be the Rebbeinu Shalom that he Birchas Chachmana diyavachlon veloli afra, that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought you back to life, to join with the living people, and you're not buried in the cemetery. You didn't die." So the sick man hadn't yet said Birchas Hagayim. So he said, Amen. The other fellow didn't say, Hagayim al-Chayyam tov shikmalani kol tov. He didn't say that. He said a different nusach. He said, Blessed be the Rebbeinu Shalom, Birchas Hagayim diyavach lon v'lo li'afra. It was a different nusach. So there, the Rambam quotes, and if the guy says Amen, then he's yotze. If he doesn't say Amen, it's not yotze. So that's probably a different explanation why you need Amen, because the whole text of the bracha is totally different from the way it's supposed to be. So there, you can understand a little bit why it's a special din. But why does the Rambam, why is it mashma perhaps from the Rambam that Aneos Amen is kuva by Chazaras HaShatz and by Ben Shemizuman? Rav Leib Malin has a sefer. Rav Leib Malin was one of the outstanding Talmidim of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik. So he has a sefer on Shas, Chidushim. He also writes like that. He doesn't quote it from Baba. He says he gets the feeling from the Rambam that Anios Amen is Li'ikuva by Chazaras HaShatz and by Ben Shemizuman and by Birchas Hagaymol when the bracha was said in a different nusach. So Birchas Hagaymol, he gives a whole explanation. But why is Chazaras HaShatz and why is Ben Shemizuman? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's the reason why. Whenever it's a Birchas HaTzibur, whenever it's a bracha b'chabura, you have to have audience participation. If the audience just stands there, they don't say anything. So then, if you don't have the audience participation, so then it's not called the Birchas HaChabur. It's not called Birchas HaTzibur. So he thought that that's the pshat. That's why the Mishnah Brura points out that there's a din of Omen Chatufa and Omen Yisoyma. Omen Chatufa means Yechapt. Achoytev means Yechapt. You said Amen too soon. All the people usually do this. When the Chazan said Chazaras Hashad, so the older people are going to, they're impatient, I don't know, whatever it is. So the Chapois, they say Amen before the Chazan finished the Bracha. The Chazan is a two word before the end. Or you have to wait till Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to say, when the Baal Tekeya would say the Bracha before Tekiyah Shofar, so Rabbi Soloveitchik would always announce, everybody should have a mind to be yotzei with the brachas, and you shouldn't talk till after all the tkiyas. And he said it in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, they're going to blow shofar, and when the chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, you should say Amen after the chazan concludes the final syllable of the bracha. Because the Mishnah Brura writes that the Minhag HaOlam is improper. Minhag HaOlam, the niggun is such that it misleads the people. What do you say? Baruch Ata Hashem Zocher HaBris. Everybody says Amen with the final syllable. Usually. They don't wait till the chazan finishes. Kadesh Yisrael Amen. You don't wait till the chazan finishes the final syllable. He says the niggun is such that it misleads the people into answering Amen too soon. That's Amen Chatufo. It's not proper. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to make this announcement every year on Rosh Hashanah before Tekiyah Shofar. Everybody should answer Amen properly after the conclusion of the final syllable of the bracha. And they said Rabbi Soloveitchik also used to make this announcement, and he would turn around in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz and he would wave. He used to have a Rebbe here in the yeshiva, Rabbi Fishman. He learned by Rabbi Soloveitchik, so he used to come. He lived in the Bronx. He used to come over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He would daven in the yeshiva, so he would always turn around in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz and wave his hands. Nobody should say Amen till the chazan finishes the final syllable of the bracha. What's the big insistence? So Rav Del will explain why. Because on Rosh Hashanah you want to have tkiyas al seder habrachas. Either it's a takana de rabbanon, or perhaps even a din deraisa. You have to have tkiyas al seder habrachas in Chazaras Hashatz, and you only yotze Chazaras Hashatz. The Rambam is mashma if you have nine people answering Amen properly. So if they're going to answer Amen Chatufa, they're going to answer too soon. So that nobody answered Amen. So you're not Yotze the Chazaras Hashatz. It's not just you're not Yotze. I'm not Yotze the Takon of Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. Whatever it is. Some may hold, the Rashi seems to hold, Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas on Rosh Hashanah is a Din Deraisa. And the Rambam Chumash disagrees with Rashi, holds that Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas is only the Rabbanon. But whatever it is, you're only Yotze if you're Yotze the Chazaras Hashatz. And then it's Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. It's only your only answer, Chazaras Hashatz, the Mashmos when the Rambam, if you have nine people answering Amen properly. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah it's more of an insistence. That's why they say that the children of Elvila Soloveitchik used to daven bichidus. They did all year long. They didn't daven in shul. Why? Because you never have nine people answering Amen properly. So you're not yet to Chazaras Hashatz anyway. So what do you have to waste your time to go to shul? So that's not right. You should go to shul. All the nine children should join together, the grandchildren. They should make a minyan and they should answer Amen properly. So there will be Yotze the Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah. They should be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibiyah. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say these two nafke minyanim. That was his shiur. The difference between Birchas Hamazon, B'Yechidus, the wife is going to say benching to the Yotze the husband, that's not Mezumen. So then you say Shemei Kain even on a half a bracha, but when it's Mizumin, or it's Chazaras Hashas, that's a bracha shel tzibur, bracha shel chabura, so then it's not based on Shemei HaKoina. One person offers the brachas on behalf of the whole chabura, then it has to be by units of a bracha. That's how the Rif read the Gemara Mem Vav. And then there are the other nafkamina for Anias Amen. That it could be that Anias Amen is lihikuva by Chazaras Hashas and by Benchim Mizumin, but by the Gemara Sukkim Lamed Ches says Anias Amen is not miyaked by other things. Shomea Kioina, even if he didn't answer Amen. They quote in those who were close with the Chafetz Chaim write that Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen. So when they would bench Mezumin, they would usually be Mechabit him. Mechabit the Kohen to bench Mezumin. So the Chafetz Chaim's practice was he used to daven Nusach Agro. But he didn't want everybody to know it. So he wanted to keep it a secret. So in the Birchas Hamazon, the Mechabit says, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei Yerushalayim Amen. And the Ramah says, B'nei Berachimov, Yerushalayim Amen. So So the Vilna Gaon holds that our pikabola more correct is like the mechapim. So people are learning the lit v'shivas, they don't follow everything from the Vilna Gaon, but that they follow. Instead of saying b'nei rachma v'shalayim, they say b'nei v'shalayim amen. So the Chafetz Chaim didn't want everybody to know that he's following the Nusach HaGemara, so he wanted to do it in an inconspicuous fashion. So when he would bench mezumen, so he would say, hold bracha, you have to bench out loud, the whole mezumen has to bench out loud. They say to Lazanus HaKol, to the end of Noi Delucho, and then he would nudge his son-in-law, who would be sitting next to him, that he should take over from Rachino, so it won't be noticeable. How often did you ever see someone switch horses in midstream? You ask someone else to continue benching mezumah. So his son-in-law would take over from Rachim Noah. Son-in-law said whatever Nusach he was going to say. But he said, like the Ramah, but the Rachman Yishalayim Amen. But the Chavetz Chaim didn't want everybody to realize that he personally is davening Nusach HaGro, so he would switch in the middle of benching mezumah. His son-in-law should take over. So they shouldn't hear what he's saying. Bani Yishalayim Amen. In the Hakdama to the Mishnah Brura, he writes that he's always going to quote the Shitas HaGro. He doesn't mean that he's paskalin like the Gro, but he says that a lot of people in this generation like to follow the Shitas HaGro, so he's letting you know what the Gro's Shita is. He means he wants to follow Shitas HaGro. He didn't write that. He didn't want to be Mepharsim. He personally wanted to follow all the Shitas HaGro. But that was his practice. Okay, so what else? We left out a couple of other things. Yeah, we discussed the opening Rashi. Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi on the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. How can we recite Kriya Shema before Tzeisak Kachovim? So Rashi says you're really not Yotze because we pass on like the Mishnah. You have to repeat Parsha Rishayna later. Why don't you have to repeat Parsha Shniyah? So apparently Rashi thinks like the Yerushalmi. Parsha Rishayna is their Raisa. So if you lain Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, Bein HaShmashis is Safi Yom Safik Laila. So that's Safik their Raisa L'chumra. Baran V'Hayoyim Shemaya, that's only the Rabbanim. So Safik the Rabbanim L'kulam. That seems to be Rashi Shita. That's what the Prima Gaon says. You see from Rashi that he thinks Parsha Rishayna is their Raisa and Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanim. So Taisa says, Masig on Rashi, if he really holds that you're not Yotze, if he paskins like the Mishnah, that you're not Yotze before Tzeis HaKochavim, so why shouldn't he have to say the both Parshios? Taisa thinks that if Kriya Shema is deraisa, if Rashi holds Kriya Shema is deraisa, then all the three Parshios have to be recited after Tzeis HaKochavim, not just Parsha Rishayin. But apparently Rashi thinks that the Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanon, so on that you say, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula. What's with the third Parsha? So that's what we said from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said that we explained the Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't explain it, so we thought that how do you know that you have to say the third parsha Balayla, because it says Man Tiskos Hem Tzeis Chmayot Tzayin Kol Yimecha Yechud. It says in Parshas Re'ei you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of your life, so Yimecha Yecha Hayamim and Kol Yimecha Yecha Halilos, but Kol is Marba, not the time period. It doesn't say when the other time period it is. So the Vilna Gaon explains that after Shkia, there's the 25-minute block of time that we call Bein HaShmashas. Apparently Rashi thinks it's not that there's a suffix. When does Yom end and when does Laila begin? Is it this minute, next minute, next minute? 1,000 possibilities. No. This whole block of time has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. We mentioned the Ritvo and Yuma. And it has a din like a suffix. Has a din like a suffix. But it's not really, so it's really a different time unit. So Kol is Marba, another period of time. So Kol is Marba. Bein HaShmash is also a different time period. That's apparently Rashi's sheet. So someone pointed out, when we first started with the opening Rashi, someone pointed out, let's say, Bein HaShmash is of Shabbos. Bein HaShmash is of Knesset Shabbos, or Yitzias HaShabbos. So Bein HaShmash is Safik Yom Safik Lailo. So you're not allowed to do any malacha. So you should say you're not allowed to do a malacha deraisa, Safik deraisa lechumra. But a malacha derabbanon, you're allowed to do all derabbanon's amuta bein hashmashes. No. It says Safik hashecha sabakein hashecha ei masmas habadai ei matbilim saket me madlik mesaner ei madlik mesaner, that's a malacha deraisa. Havara. Ei masmas habadai, that's only a gzera derabbanon, not to be mafresh chumas and maises b'shabbos. in Matbil Mesakelim, to be Tobel Kelim that a Tomei is an Issa de Rabbanim. So Malach de Rabbanim is Sakin Mona, the Klevas. Tomei, now you make it Tahar. So that's only Sakin Mona with the Rabbanim. So even Dinim de Rabbanim are also Dinash Moshe. There are certain Heterim. Abba Ma'asan is Hademai, Me'arbem Tomei Nenesachamin. The Mai is a Chumre mid the Rabbanim. It's not even a real Issa de Rabbanim. The Rishonim say it's a Chumre mid the Rabbanim. There's certain things we pask, and the Gemara has a machlokes, is we pask like a Rebbe called Dovishim Mishim Shvus, the Gozer Ola Bein Hashmoshes. Special Kula. But it's not identical at all with the regular standard din of Safek Drabbanah, the Kula. So Rebbe Kebega has a tshuva where he writes about this. There are several volumes of tshuvas Rebbe Kebega. So this is the volume that was printed in England around 60 years ago. It's not the original tshuvas, but it's also tshuvas by Rabbi Kebega. So he writes, that's not a sofik derabbanan. The sofik is a Shabbos or not? Is it Shabbos? There are nafkaminas deraisa, nafkaminas derabbanan. But that's a sofik deraisa that has ramifications with respect to a din derabbanan. So you say sofik deraisa l'chumre, even with respect to the aspects that are derabbanan. And the fact that Ben Hashmoshes is muta ma'asenas hadamai, that's a special heter. And kol davishem mishum shvus legozor leBein Hashmoshes, also a special heter. We would permit you to carry in a karmelis Ben Hashmoshes only by makam mitzvah. That's a special heter. Machlek is Rabbi Nachachamim, and we pask like Rabbi kol davishem mishum shvus legozor leBein Hashmoshes. Special kula, but it's not the standard din. A sofik derabban lekula doesn't apply. It's really a sofik deraisa. Not only that, Rabbi Kebeger, and we assume like Rabbi Kebeger, we don't assume like this Rashi. Not only that, Rabbi Kebeger has a concept of Nizgalgel. Let's say this comes up every so often. Let's say you have something was a Suffolk deraisa. I bought meat from the butcher shop, and then I find out that the butcher, by mistake, was the maize of Bishag, but I was selling non-kosher meat. Some of his meat is not kosher. You don't know whether you're the lucky winner. You got trefa meat, you got kosher meat. So, if you have a suffix on the piece of meat, so a suffix there, I said, Luchuma, don't eat the meat. Let's say you already ate the meat, farfal, you ate the meat, and you cooked it in the pot. So it's within 24 hours after cooking in the pot. So that's a suffix there, I said, Luchuma. So you have to kasha the pot. So what's the problem? I don't know if I bought kosher meat or trefa meat. So wait 24 hours after I cooked it in the pot, it'll become a suffix there, suffix there, abonnet, lakula. So that's called Sofik Deraisish and is Galgalia Sofik Derabbanan. The latest Sofik was when the pot is still a Ben Yomo. And now I'm going to wait another couple of hours till the pot will become Ein a Ben Yomo. And after 24 hours go by, so the whole need for kashering any trefa pot is only with the Rabbanan. That's how the Gemara says, Leosa Tera Lekadera Bas Yomo. When it says in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, that you have to kasher all the trefa pots and the frying pans that they got by Melchemes Midyan, so the Torah only meant a kedera bas yom. A kedera after 24 hours go by, the whole bliya, the trefa bliya in the pot is going to be nice and tam l'gam, and there's no need to kashu it all min ha-Torah. It's only required mid the rabban. So what if the latest hasafik, whether I bought trefa meat or kosher meat, the latest hasafik was when the pot is still ben yomo. So you say, if you want to use the pot now, you have to kashu it. I'm not going to use it now. I'll wait another 10 hours and it'll be Eina Ben Yomo, so then I'll say Safik Darabon Lekula. So Rabbi Kiveger quotes him earlier in Poskim. That's called Safik Deraisa, Shiniz Galgalia Safik Darabon. It started off, Vishas latest HaSafik, when I had the idea of HaSafik, it was a Safik Deraisa Lechumer. So even though now it has no ramifications at all on the level of Deraisa, all the Nafkiminis are only Darabon, so Rabbi Kiveger Poskim, that's how we assume La Locha. Then you say Safik Darabon Lechumer. Because the latest HaSafik was when it was deraisa. Let's say if I bought some meat from the butcher store, there was just a whole scandal on Friday that the people who bought the ShopRite chocolate chips that were labeled as parva, so they discovered that by mistake, some of them were really milchik. Some of them were really milchik. So it has the OU Hashgacha on it. Then by mistake, the company called up and they said that some of them are milchik by mistake. Most of them are not milchik. So if you still have some of the chocolate chips left, so look at it, they said. If it's dark, dark brown, then you know that it's parva. If it's light brown, then means that it's milchik. If you ate them all up already, if you baked everything already, so it's too late to go look at it to tell. So the shaila is whether you have to kasha. You always had a baking tin and you bake cookies on it. So now maybe the baking tin became a milchik. So you can say, well, wait 24 hours and it'll be safik d'abon l'kula. If the latest safik occurred within 24 hours of the baking, then you should really say, well, the truth of the matter is not a safik, because the ruba was that there were parva. Just a miyut of milchik chocolate chips was mixed in. So you have a right to go basuroid. But let's say the company wouldn't know. And it could be that it's machza machza. They're not sure how many milchik chocolate chips got mixed into the parva chocolate chips. So if the latest asafik would be when the baking tin is still benyomo, then it's not going to help to wait till ain't a benyomo. But if the latest asafik, you only become aware of it a week later, a week after you bake the cookies in it. So now the whole latest asafik mitchilosai is only on a din de rabban, on a klish ain't benyom. So then the din is that it's safik de rabban on the kul. That's where the darkei tshuva paskens in every day. If the latest asafik is when it's still benyomo, then you have to say safik de raisa l'chumra. So even if you wait till it'll become an ain't benyomo, that's called sveika de raisa l'chumra, afal pishen is galgali a sveika de rabban. So we don't really follow this Rashi. The Rashi holds, he has a suffix whether he said Kriya Shema. So he only has to repeat that part of Kriya Shema that's there. I say, he doesn't have to repeat that part of Kriya Shema that's only the Rabbanan. We don't really hold like that. The Rambam has that din. The Rambam writes, suffix kara Kriya Shema, suffix loy kara. He started with the Gemara Chafala from an Aleph. So the Gemara had a machlekes. So the first opinion was, Amar Rav Yudah Mishmo, suffix kara Kriya Shema, suffix loy kara, ain't a chayzuve kare, because Kriya Shema lav there, I say. And we pass on like our blazer later on the daf. Safikar kriyashma safikar chayzavikar, because kriyashma is the raisa. So the Rambam writes chayzavikare im bir chayseho. You repeat the kriyashma with the brachas. So the Kesem Mishnah asks. The Rambam writes if in Hilchas Lulav or in Hilchas Milo, let's say a baby is an androgynous. So you don't know whether androgynous is a zohar or a kev. So you do a bris mila misafu, but you don't say a bracha. The Rambam holds because safik bracha is lohakel. Safik mila is a safik deraisa lechumra, so you perform the bris mila. The safik derabbanu lekula, so you don't say the bracha. Well, let's say a person is mesupik whether he shook a lulav or not on the first day sukkahs. So the first day sukkahs is deraisa. So safik deraisa lechumra, you have to shake over a lulav, but you don't say a bracha because brachas are the rabbanu. So safik bracha is lohakel. Safik derabbanu lekula. The Rabbi disagrees, but the Rambam, based on my Rabbi, thinks that you do say a bracha. When there's a suffix deraisa, you have to do the mitzvah, so you do say the bracha. Well, we don't pass like the Rabbi. Here we pass like the Rambam. So the Kesem Mishnah asks, isn't it a stira in the Rambam? The Rambam says, whenever you have a suffix, whether he shook a lulav, a suffix, whether he's mukhaif to do a bismilo, he should do the mitzvah, suffix deraisa, the chumra, without a bracha, suffix bracha slokel. Here the Rambam says, what is mesupik of kara kriyashma or not? So he says, chayz vekara im bir chayseo. Why don't you say on the brachas? Safik brachas lahakel. The brachas are only the rabbanim. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Rashba was bothered with this kash. So the Rashba answers, apparently the Rambam thinks that birchas kriyashma is different from all the other birchas on mitzvahs. Whenever you have to say kriyashma, you must say the brachas with it. What does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik used to give the explanation, he would talk about this pretty often. Rav Soloveitchik used to give the explanation, when you shake a lulav, so the bracha is luchud, and the mitzvah is luchud. So the bracha is a suffix deraisa luchumra, and the first day sukkah is a deraisa, and the bracha is only the rabbanon. So suffix bracha is luchakel. And the same by the mila sandraganis, and the same, and any mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is suffix deraisa luchumra, the bracha is only the rabbanon. But by kriyashma, the brichas kriyashma are considered one unit with the rabbanon, with the kriyashma. The correct way to fulfill Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema in Birchaseh. Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrachas. Why so? So there's another Tshuvas HaRashba, not the same, a different Tshuvas HaRashba, but the Rashba points out there are three Parshios to Shema, and there are three Birchas Kriya Shema, basically. By Marv, we have Hashkiveno, so we have to get to the end of the first parak to see what's the nature of the Brach of Hashkiveno. But leaving out the bracha of Hashkiveno, that's questionable. The three brachas Kriya Shema in Shacharis and in Ma'ariv, the first three, leaving out Hashkiveno, correspond to the three parshas in Shema. The first bracha, Ma'ariv Yom Mevi Loilo, we mentioned Minas Yom, Minas Lada. Of the Avodah Zarah used to believe that there's a God of light and a God of darkness, and we believe Hashem Echad is one God who's in full control of everything in the world. So the first bracha of Kriya Shema by Shachris by Meirev spells out the theme of the first parsha in Shema. The second bracha spells out the theme of the second parsha of Yom Shema, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, and Talmud Torah, and the Golos, and returning back to Eretz Yisrael. So the second bracha, Karis, spells out the theme of the second parsha. And the third bracha, Emes V'yatzim, Emes Amuna, spells out the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we add up in Mitzrayim Galtan, Beis Avon, and Pidisanu, and Makkah, and Makkah's Becheris, and Kriyas Yamsu, the Yerushalmi says, L'hatchili should add on Makkah's Becheris and Kriyas Yamsu. So the Takanas Chachamim was to be out to Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas, not the same as saying a bracha before you shake a lulav, saying a bracha before you perform a bris milah. You should always say a bracha before you do any mitzvah deraisa. The bracha doesn't blend in to become one together with the mitzvah. The bracha luchud and the mitzvah luchud. The bracha is derabbanan, the mitzvah is deraisa, the Gemara has. They're two unrelated things. But the bracha is Kriya Shema, for the purpose of spelling out the themes of each one of the parshiyos of Shema. So that's why the Rambam holds that Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lekora, he says Safik Deraisa Lechumer, and not only with respect to those parts of Kriya Shema that are Deraisa, with respect to those aspects that are Derabbanan also, like Bein Hashmashas of Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega says, is a Safik Deraisa, is it Shabbos or not? So you have to observe Shabbos, even with respect to the Dinim Derabbanan. That's Safik Deraisa Lechumer. On the, even the aspects that are only derabbanan. So Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lo Kara is a Sveika Deraisa L'chumer. You have to say Kriya Shema with the Birchas Kriya Shema as well. By Birchas Hamazon, the Magen Avraham quotes a Tshuva Sefer that if a person ate Kidei Svi and he's obligated to bench Min HaTorah and he's a little drunk and he doesn't remember, maybe he did bench, maybe he didn't bench. So Safik Birch, Birchas Hamazon, Safik Lo Birch. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Taz's brother, I think Shuas Maria Levi, that you have to repeat Birchas Hamazon, Safik Deraisa L'chumer, with HaTovah Meitiv. Why do you have to say with HaTovah Meitiv? So the Poshim Shat, you should say the same explanation. Why? Safik Deraisa L'chumer, even with respect to those aspects that are only Derabbanan. The Maria Levi doesn't say that. He gives a different explanation. He says, Ke'echad Delola Zalzulei Bei. If we say Safik Derabbanan L'kula, you have to say HaTovah Meitiv. So people will realize that a Tovah Meitiv is only the Rabbanan, and they'll start to be Mezalzel. They'll only bench till B'nei Rachman Yishalayim Amen, and then they won't say the next bracha. So why did he have to give the reason Ke'echad Olol Zalzulei Bei? Why doesn't he say Safik Deraisa L'chumer with respect to those aspects that are only the Rabbanan? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Beis HaLevi has a Sefer HaChumash in between Bereshis and Shmos. In between Bereshis and Shmos, there's one blank page. So in Europe, the practice used to be Kedesh Lo Lahotzi Hani Yor Cholok, not to waste a page. So they would put some Divrei Torah on that one page also. So the Beis HaLevi has four paragraphs on that page, unrelated to each other, unrelated to Bereshis and Shmos. Four Divrei Torah, four brief Divrei Torah. So one of the paragraphs he quotes, the Beis Yosef is quoting a Rishon, that HaTovah Meitiv at the end of the Birchas HaMazon is not part of Birchas HaMazon, even with the Rabbanim. It's another bracha that's recited after one finishes Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is over when you say, Bari Rachma Yishalayim Amen, that's the end of the benching. And HaTovah Meitiv, Lav Deraisa means, it's not even part of benching with the Rabbanim. It's a different bracha, it's a separate bracha. That's what after Chacham Avadya passed away, so one of his relatives delivered a hespit, so he claimed that his practice would be when he would bench at home on Shabbos Yom Tov, and he would say, "Bnei Yerushalayim Amen." He said Nusach Svard. Bnei Yerushalayim Amen. He would start walking around the house when he said Atoyv Amitiv. You're not supposed to walk around when you say Birchas Hamazon, but Atoyv Amitiv is not part of the Birchas Hamazon. Went to get a sefer. What? So this person may not be reliable. So you claim Chacham Avadya will walk around during the bracha about Tov HaMeitiv. Even if it's true, I don't think he had a mention in an hespet. Ke'ech delol zalzulei bei. Shouldn't have mentioned. Okay. So that's the story tomorrow. Tomorrow is a regular day, normal. So on a normal day, shir is quarter to one. So 2:30. Okay, see you tomorrow. Oh, shir lunch tomorrow. 12 o'clock. Okay, don't eat breakfast.
How come the Rambam that if Kriya Parsh Kriya Shema is so integral to Kriya Shema, then how come the Rambam writes that saying Kriya Shema before dates is more like, even without the brachos, is more like a kilo than saying?
That's the Mishnah.
Mishnah, I know, so according to the Rambam's God, how does that fit in?
More correct, he should say, he should be dressed, he should wear his talis and tefillin, and he should say, Kriya Shema Kivasikin.
But if it's so important, you should just wait till after Nates and say it with, or you should say the Rabrachos.
No, but this is more important. Some things are more important than other things. So to recite Kriya Shema before Nates is more important than this did. Reciting Kriya Shema, I'll say it Rabrachos.
On Shabbos, can you use Arvus for the bread?
There's can you use
Arvus for the bread? It's like for Kiddush.
No, the Gemara says you cannot. Why not? The Eitz and Mitzvah. So you look in the Taz and the Magaram, they give two different reasons why. So one reason is the Bar Pei HaGafen becomes part of the Kiddush. Let's say Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush only consists of Bar Pei HaGafen. So some Risha, the Ritvos holds that you can't be might see someone else with Kiddush on Shabbos morning unless you're going to drink the wine. Because the only time Bar Pei HaGafen you say Yotzei Maitzi, if it's part of another bracha, like Sheva bracha, Bar Pei HaGafen is part of Sheva brachas. Bar Pei HaGafen is part of Kiddush, part of Havadonah. So Hamaitzi stands alone. That's one explanation. And I think the Taz gives a different explanation, that the obligation to have bread on Shabbos is not absolute. Goes in Shulchan Aruch and says that there are some people who enjoy fasting better than eating. I haven't met them yet. So those people enjoy fasting better than eating. They're oinig Shabbos, they should fast on Shabbos. So you can't say that Bar Pei HaGafen, you can't say that Hamaitzi is absolutely necessary. It's not really necessary. The guy can be yotzei oinig Shabbos by fasting. So even though he happens to be from the normal people who enjoy eating better than fasting.
If he makes kiddush on the bread, could he do it then?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Bar Pei HaGafen. Yeah.
The other question I have is, according to Shargis Aryeh today about the Rashi and Megillah, that it was Dafka Yontif Kiddush because it would only be Derabanan. But then wouldn't it be trade Derabanan? Being mostly a single Derabanan?